It is the review after Liverpool 2, Brentford 0, Dan, Neil and Sean. And where else to start, Sean, but with Liverpool's new warm-up? It's the one they've all been waiting for. Give the people what they want.
Warm-up watch.
Warm-up watch. Johnny Heitinger's socks.
I'll caveat this. I do have two fairly wild children, so there's a balancing act between making sure they don't end up on the pitch or, you know, start throwing minstrels at people and things like that. But first and foremost, you know, there have been teams that have awful preparations that literally just get off the coach and start games well. But so it's worth caveating the importance of the warm-up in that context. However, over time and with marginal gains, I do think that you want to get the players in as much technical rhythm as they can. If you can build partnerships in that, get used to the pitch, the conditions. And if you don't start games well, you want as little to be on the coach's head as possible as well. That's your job as a coach, ultimately. You don't want the players turning around and going, I don't think the warm-up gets us prepared and ready. And I'm not saying for 1 minute that was anything that was being said under the previous regime. A couple of things that stand out, that none of this splits the atom, but I think it's the right thing to do, and I'm glad to see it. As an example, the subs just used to get left to do rondos, whereas now they have a designated coach with them where they'll do some of the sort of easy ball work sessions that they do in training, but they go away and do dynamic stretching and they do some agility work. Then they come back in and do the ball work, and they move across the pitch as well. So they go into different sides. And I think it's good that they move the first team round, because again, more probably when you're away from home, you never know. One side of the pitch might be more susceptible to the wind, or I don't know, might have been overwatered or something, anything. So it's just handy to get people moving across the pitch anyway in a warm-up. And then with the first team, they bibbed up, say, Van Dijk and Konate, as an example, McAllister and Gavin Birch. There's a bit more of getting people with their partners and who they're likely to be alongside for periods during the game. And I felt that it was pretty difficult, some of it. I thought that the complexity of it had ratcheted up a notch. So there was actually a lot more failure in that warm-up, but I think that's a good thing.
Getting it out the way.
Get any of the rustiness out, but also, to a certain extent, I wonder whether some parts of that warm-up were... I think 5 minutes of that warm-up's probably harder than the first 5 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. Not in terms of intensity, I mean in terms of how hard it is on the ball, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. And then even in... finishing drills are very difficult to do in a warm-up. In terms of trying to make them game real and so forth, I think the work they do is very similar to what we did under Klopp and Linders, but I think it's slightly better in terms of the movements that they make and in terms of just more, slightly more game real in terms of how they're trying to get the wide player in for the initial cross.